sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace from the triune God on this Holy Trinity Sunday. Amen. In my English class, in both high school and college, my professors taught us about and warned us not to use mixed metaphors. Do you remember what a mixed metaphor is? Do you know what it is? A quick search yields this definition. A combination of two or more incompatible metaphors which produces a ridiculous effect. And then I found this example online. A friend of mine talking about the Democratic presidential candidates tossed out a wonderful mixed metaphor. Here it is. This is awfully weak tea to have to hang your hat on. Mixed metaphors, don't do it. Don't use them unless you're being humorous or ironic, I suppose. But then here we are today on Holy Trinity Sunday, and we have already, in this worship service, been showered with so many metaphors for God. And I'm sure they're all mixed up. Mother hen, counselor, source, sovereign, rock, cloud, fortress, fountain, shelter, light, judge, defender, mercy, might, word, wisdom, root, vine. I'm just naming a few of them. And then Jesus himself in the Gospel of John, where our gospel comes from today, is named in chapter 1 the Lamb, but he's also the Good Shepherd and the gate in chapter 10, not to mention the way, the truth, the life, the bread, and the resurrection, all in the Gospel of John. This awesome rock that we read, this eternal bread that holds us through the valleys of death, this fountain of life in which we take shelter. Happy Holy Trinity Sunday, right? Clearly, the composers of scripture long ago and hymns today, even Jesus himself, did not have Ms. Yankow for 11th grade English class. But I only jest, and I'm not complaining. I only hope to point out here, friends in Christ, along with the sacred authors of both yesteryear and today, that our God is everywhere, in and through everything. Our God cannot be watered down or hung up in and through and with everything. Our triune God is best approximated through mixed metaphors. Did you ever play that game where you hide something and then you tell the person looking for it, warmer, warmer, getting warmer? That's what poetry does. It's good this Holy Trinity Sunday. Our God is everywhere. Look and listen, quiet down. Taste and feel and smell. One suggestion I read recently about sort of working on that relationship with God, recognizing that presence of God that is already there for you and everywhere. One suggestion I read recently, sometimes we need the help of technology. Take a camera or your phone and slow down and capture God or Trinity images in nature, both by taking close-ups and whole landscapes. Hen and rock and cloud and fountain and shelter and light and root and vine, just to name a few. Yesterday was our Synod Assembly. That is our annual gathering of all the Lutheran ELCA churches in the DMV region. And it was up in College Park, and Vicki Farish and I got back yesterday from that. The theme of the Synod Assembly, Vicki was our voting member, and the theme of our Synod Assembly was rooted in Jesus to be. Images of roots and trees. And our keynote speaker, president of United Lutheran Seminary, Dr. Guy Irwin, he gave a whole presentation and then a workshop afterwards on trees. He said that I fully intend to exhaust this metaphor, and I think he did. And it was wonderful. He got us thinking about the church as a tree with deep roots and a trunk and branches and leaves and fruit, even dying parts of the tree and seasons. and God everywhere in it. God through it all, underground and on the surface, in the branches and high above in the canopy. Warmer, getting warmer when we're mixing and exhausting metaphors. Recognizing what we prayed for and believe at the holy table, God's omnipresence in and with and through bread and wine and you and me and all things in this world. Any old way God chooses to show up, Luther reminds us. God is with us through it, in it, around it all. And also, Holy Trinity people, warmer, getting warmer, to the divine three in one, one in three, when there is relationship. Because our God is in and through and wrapped around it all, God wraps us together with them. Them, I mean God. God wraps us together. God who is everywhere, that's the first point here. And God wraps us together into relationship with one another and with them, that is, with God. I saw a t-shirt at Pride Parade yesterday. God is the first they, them. Remember, that's scriptural. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image. In their image, God created them. God is in and through it all, creating us, get this, from relationship. For relationship. Holy Trinity, a relationship. There's so many images of the Trinity. You can do your own searches. The three persons of the Trinity, one of the famous icons is three persons sitting at a table, but the fourth side of the table is for you. From relationship, for relationship. I'm reading a book right now called The Relational Pastor. It's by Dr. Andrew Root. And he's about my age, and he is challenging this word that's been thrown around churches for about the last two decades or so, the word relevant. He's challenging that word. Churches better get relevant, otherwise they're going to die. That's been the theme of many a church conferences and whole movements in the church. Bringing up to date movie screens and coffee shops in the sanctuary and pastors with tattoos and new fancy logos and modern interiors, and that will save the church. Getting relevant with the people, and woe to the congregation that falls behind at becoming, quote, relevant. Well, Dr. Root, in his mid-40s now, suggests relationship over relevance. It's a bold move. And he roots it all in the Trinity. The one who is in relationship and creates from relationship for relationship. God in and through it all wraps around us, holding us in what poets have called the dance of the Trinity. And in that dance is our life. Remember the jumping fountain? There's one at Epcot Center at Disney World. I saw it a few years ago again. And I like to tell this story on Trinity Sunday about how when I was a little boy on those hot Florida days, we played in the dancing fountain at Epcot Center. And I first just tried to figure it out. I tried to figure out the pattern. Where is the water coming out of and where is it going to shoot to? I tried to figure out the pattern, but gave that analytical work up and just started having fun. Splashing and cooling off and laughing in the sun with my two younger brothers and with total strangers. That's where we lived. Here we were at Disney, all these new rides, relevant updates to the park. We didn't want to go anywhere else. We just wanted to play in that fountain. That's a fountain of life in which we take shelter. This mixed metaphor is our God, the Trinity. God in three persons brings us together, splashes, wraps us, gives us joy, and connects us to new friends. Once strangers, now friends. Oh, Lord, the psalmist sings, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The last rally I attended downtown with the Poor People's Campaign with Sister Ramona and Patty Stringer and Vicar Alex. We were instantly connected in a struggle for justice, advocating, singing, marching, and organizing, calling a nation not short in resources, but short in care for those who are poor and marginalized, even the earth itself, which has no voice. As we sing and march and chant, you're instantly in relationship with strangers. You can join us for another one of these rallies this coming Saturday. And God is wrapped around us there too, in and with and through us, just like God is with us on Sunday morning in the bread and the wine. Now we're the broken and the poured out, the marching and the crying out for justice. The metaphors are all mixed up, you see. Warmer, getting warmer. Yet we are justified, Paul writes, by faith, by the faith of Jesus, and so we have peace with God in the midst of everything going on. Struggles at home, struggles in our own bodies, struggles in the church and in the news and in the streets. In the midst of it all, we have peace with God through Jesus, who does not disappoint, who shows up again and again. And I haven't even mentioned the Holy Spirit. Last week it was Pentecost, but she's back today, that pesky Holy Spirit, in our reading from Proverbs. Wisdom, Sophia, feminine word. What does the Proverbs write? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries out, to you, O people, I call, and my call is to all that live. Sound familiar? She's everywhere, in and with and through. She's with you, a part of you, filling you, moving you, calling you, pestering you. She's always been there, always will be, rejoicing in this inhabited world and delighting in the human race. That's from the scripture too today. Rejoicing in this inhabited world is Sophia, and delighting in the human race, the Holy Spirit is. God, ever present. That's the first point. And ever relational. That's the second point. The triune one is rejoicing in you. That's the third point. Even now, God, ever present, ever relational, the triune one is rejoicing in you, loves you, forgives you, embraces you, and sends you together. The fountain of life in which we take shelter. Peace go with you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. The evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.